At the Table with Tony is brought to you by Trafe Hustlin'. That's www.trafehustlin.com. Your home for all things barbecue.
Welcome to At the Table with Tony. My name is Anthony Sciglia, better known as Tony Mangia. And today I am joined by Vincenzo Imparato and Adriana Cento of Sea Espresso, based out of Staten Island, New York. So guys, thank you for coming on the show tonight. How you doing?
We're great. Thanks, Tony.
No, thank you.
Hi, Tony.
Thank you for taking time out to come on the show. I'm actually having a little bit of espresso myself this evening. So we're gonna talk about Oh, I love it. Ti amo l'espresso. So we're gonna talk about espresso tonight. We're gonna talk about a little bit of boxing, because Vincenzo is a famous Italian boxer as well. So we're gonna have a good time this evening on the on At the Table with Tony. So I guess first things first, let's talk a little bit about your background. So Vincenzo, you were actually born and raised in Italy. You fought in Italy. You own a couple of cafes in Italy. Yes. So give us a little bit of your background.
Yes, I born in Italy in Vigevano, Pavia. My family from my father and my mother from Piemonte, Naples. Naples, Amalfi Coast.
It's near the Amalfi Coast.
Oh, okay.
I can even translate if you want.
Okay.
And he can speak in Italian. Everybody's going to get an Italian lesson tonight, too.
And, okay. Se non dico giusto.
Yeah.
And my career in Italy, the boxing in Italy, in Europe. In Europe, and champion Italia midway, champion Italian super midway, intercontinental WBO, I fighting WBC and IBF, but no in Italy, in Germany.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And when I finish my career, I open the coffee bar.
When he was towards the end of his career, and I'll just add this little thing. Enzo's coach, Ciro Converti in Vigevano, was almost like a second father to him. And he gave him a lot of good advice. You know, he said, boxing is not going to last forever. So you need a backup plan. That's when Enzo decided that he was going to invest his winnings and open a cafe. And so he did that for many years in Italy. And that's how, the love of coffee came about, and how this kind of business was born. There was always some tie to coffee in Italy.
Well, I mean, really, you think about it. Italians, we love coffee. Like, coffee is there's a whole coffee or a cafe culture in Italy. I mean, you wake up, you go to the cafe, in the morning, you'll be talking to your friends. You go in the afternoon for a cafe. At night, you go for a cafe. So, I mean, there's coffee really is a part of, is an everyday part of life. And let me ask you one question, though. What is the cutoff for drinking cappuccino?
Qual è l'orario che non si può bere più cappuccino della giornata?
L'orario, ma in America no problem. In America the people drink many cappuccino in the morning, in the lunch, in the breakfast.
Ma in Italia?
No, in Italy in the morning.
Sono le
11? Yeah, 11 o'clock in the morning. The people, you go in the work and drink the cappuccino, latte, ma in the morning.
In
America, different. Yeah, in the morning, tonight, breakfast, lunch.
So you
can have like a little macchiato during the day if you want, but full blown cappuccino will get you stairs across the bar.
So after a big dinner, you're not going to have a cappuccino.
Oh no.
So
Adriana,
in Italy, drink espresso.
Espresso.
It's like putting cheese on fish sauce.
No, that's a big no-no. So Adriana, how did you get, how did you come into this coffee world?
Oh my gosh. So how did I meet Vincenzo? I was working in Italy. I was born, I'm first generation American. So, and then I had the opportunity to move to Europe. My company, you're drinking your coffee. I moved to Italy and I met Vito at a party and we fell in love and we got married and our children were born in Italy. And I lived in Italy for 10 years and I worked there. So yeah, I had a whole career in Europe. So it was kind of, you know, I had that opportunity to kind of be an American in another culture and really learn more about my heritage.
So where is your family from in Italy?
Well, my mom's from Rome, and my dad is from Sicily, a small town called Milazzo.
Milazzo,
is,
okay.
On the seashore.
Yeah, I've heard of it. It's on the northern coast, right?
It's beautiful. And you go to Isola Eolia from there.
That's Provincia di Messina, I think.
Because my
family's from part of the family, they're from Santo Stefano di Camastra, which is also on the water.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I have lots of pottery from Santo Stefano.
Yes. They're very famous for their ceramica, for the ceramics.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I've never been. Yeah. I'm praying that I can make it after this. I'm praying I can make it after this pandemic is over. So you fell in love with coffee, I guess, then through Vincenzo, pretty much, right? That's kind of how.
Well, I loved coffee before I met Enzo. I mean, the first thing I would do when I get off the Alitalia plane was beeline to the nearest bar at the airport, so I could have good coffee. And you know, growing up here, it wasn't like espresso was easily available. You know, a long time ago, I wasn't like now. But you know, then once I met Enzo, I learned a lot about coffee. And then last year I decided to join him full time. So now we are partners in life and partners in business.
That's beautiful. That is a beautiful thing to be able to share, you know, both your life, both your personal life, but also your professional life and work together to build a business together. So, but really, making espresso or roasting the beans, it's really all a scientific process. It's right. It's very particular. Even the temperature of the water should be a certain temperature, right? I mean, so can you kind of explain to us a little bit about coffee? So I guess let's start from the beginning. So from the roasting process right down to drinking it.
How we get it into your well, first, I have to say that we are partners with a company in Italy called Mocha Sirs, and they've been around for 65 years. It's a family-run business, and they're on their third generation of, of coffee roasters. So based in Pavia, which is about 40 minutes outside of Milano, it's a charming, charming town with a beautiful covered bridge. And actually, Albert Einstein lived there for several years. They have really perfected some unique blends. And, you know, they've been around all these years. They must be doing something right. So we have three different types of blends that they offer. But we'll talk a little bit about espresso coffee, traditional espresso. And you always hear talk about two different types of beans. So you have the Arabica bean and you have the Robusta. So Arabica tends to be grown at much higher altitudes and Robusta at lower level altitudes. Robusta tends to have more caffeine in it and Arabica less. Arabica more flavorful, Robusta a little, you know, it's heavier, and it tends to produce a lot of crema, which the Italians really like. So that's why you see this blend in Italian espresso. It's very commonly used. So the beans that you held up, the pregiato blend, this is our mix of 70% Arabica and 30% Robusta bean. So some have described it as a crema bomb. It produces so much crema, this coffee. It's really nice. And when you pour the sugar on top, it just sits there.
But what causes that crema?
It's just a chemical reaction in the Robusta. Mm. So when you're forcing the hot water, the pressure of the espresso machine causes that crema, and it's the bean itself. It's just a chemical reaction.
When you make some, when you're making coffee in the mocha pot or in the macchinette, you don't usually get that crema. Is there a reason why?
Well, there's again different methods of extraction of coffee is going to yield different results. Mm-hmm. So everyone always, and the number one question we always get is how do you make a perfect cup of coffee? How is it? You know, people want to know what the secret sauce is. all Italians, there's five things that Italians do to make great coffee, and it's called the five M's. So the first is the miscela. It's the blend of coffee that you have. If you start out with a bad coffee, you're not going to get a great tasting coffee, right? It depends on the quality of the beans, the mix. That's really, you know, a big secret among roasters, right? What the actual mix is, you know, Arabica to Robusta, or is it just a single origin? The next is the macchina. What kind of machine are you using? Are you using, you know, a really state-of-the-art machine that's, you know, extracts the coffee in a perfect way? Is it heated at the right temperature? Then the macinatura. So we're taking beans, whole beans, and grinding them. So is the grinder correct? Is the burrs, are they grinding the proper way, or are they burning the coffee? Then the maintenance of the machine. All of these machines require a tremendous amount of maintenance, cleaning and running salt through it and using the proper tools. So the filters, the gaskets, using water filters as well to purify the water. And then last but not least is the mano of the champion of the barista.
The barista.
So how skilled is a barista do you have that's making the coffee? Yeah. And they are going to know when to release, how to, you know, the pressure. That's all in the barista's hands. Mm-hmm. So though that's the secret to a good cup of Italian coffee.
Because really, I mean, the barista is the one that, you know, obviously it goes, you know, from bean to being ground. But really, it is the barista's hand to really make the right. Because I mean, you could have the same exact coffee, but if it's made by one person that doesn't know what they're doing, it'll taste like not so good.
So good. Or if the machine hasn't been cleaned in a long time, yeah, it's gonna come out. All the oils will stay in the machine, and those residuals will end up in the coffee, and it won't taste good.
I think it also can, in a way, could give a bad rap to the coffee, to the actual coffee itself, if the person is not making it the proper way, or if the machine is a little on the fritz, or you know, something like that. So it's unfortunate in a way that there are so many great coffees out there, but yet not all of them taste great because the person that's making it or the machine that's making it isn't up to snuff.
Right. That's a great point. I mean, we work with many restaurants and cafes, and that's the first thing we do. We always visit our clients about, you know, once a week we'll go in, we test it, we see how the coffee's coming out, we taste it. We're constantly doing quality checks on the product because it's important. It's our name, it's our brand, and we want to come out, you know, just right.
Absolutely. And again, that's important. So, I mean, Let me ask you this question. How would people get in touch with you? How could they find you? I know you're on Instagram. I know you have a website, but like, are there places that people can try your coffee out there? You said restaurants or bar, you know, I say bar or cafe, stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, we are throughout the tri-state area. Well, right now everything's closed, but we'll be back. And we also do, we do a lot of private parties too. So we do a lot of weddings and events, which is really fun. We've been all over. We've been a part of a lot of fantastic events, golf outings and weddings. We did a wedding that's going to be on TV soon, so on Jersey Shore. Yeah, so that's
was
going to say.
I thought they were telling me about that. That you were, what was it, Angelina or something, is getting married or something like that.
Yeah. We did that last year, so but it'll be out soon.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I mean, but again, it is a good way to get your brand and get your name out there.
Yeah, and now with everyone being home, we kind of had to pivot our business and think, maybe we can start reaching out to just individual consumers and people that are passionate about coffee like we are. And we've gotten a great response. So we have an online store. Okay. People have been ordering our coffee. We've gotten a lot of comments, a lot of feedback. People like, people that really like coffee, that like espresso and the crema, they've had a great response. We've had a great response from them, which has been nice.
The like you said, the product speaks for itself. It's an amazing product. It's a quality product, which unfortunately, nowadays, a lot of times people, they just throw whatever in a can and they put it on the shelf and they want people to buy it. But really, when you take the time to really kind of research a product and to bring it to the people, it's so important. I mean, I'm looking quickly on, I'm looking at the can. It says Cafe Macchinato. So kind of, can you explain if they were to buy your coffee, or even if they're at the store and they buy the coffee, can you kind of explain what they should look at when they're going to get coffee? Like, are there some tips and tricks what they should be looking for? I guess depending on the machine or depending on what they like.
There's so many modes of extraction now. You've got, the traditional espresso machine. That requires either beans, whole beans, and then you have your own grinder. In fact, we're going to demonstrate and show how to make it. Or there's very nice pods. Don't be so many pods. Oh, they are paper. It's called ESE pods. And it's good for the environment. Okay. There's no plastic, as though it's biodegradable. And they're really easy. It makes a really great coffee without a lot of mess. So you just put this in and you extract the coffee. It's super simple. A lot of restaurants use these because obviously they have a lot of staff. But a lot of people have these machines in their home. Or other people, they might use French press. So they would use, something like this for a French press. Or we also have American coffee. Like if you have a Mr. Coffee machine, or, you just want to do a regular drip. Or what else have we done?
I have a mini brand.
And we have tea too. Mm-hmm, We've got a lot of different products from Italy. So we have whole leaf tea too, which is absolutely delicious.
I have Coffee America. I have Sumatra. I have a different brand.
You have to taste and see what you like. So we have for every palate.
So espresso is more of a blended coffee, right? So you're saying you take a little bit of the Arabica, a little bit of the Robusto. Now, could you do like a straight Sumatra espresso, for example, or a straight Ethiopian espresso, or should an espresso always be a mix of beans?
No. So we have in the little tins, right? We've got three different blends. Okay, so this is Oro, and this is 100% Arabica.
Okay.
It's full body. It's nice. It's dark. It's got a lot of body. It's a little sweet. It's a really nice. So this is just one type of bean. And then there's Pregiato, which is a mix that I said is 70-30 Arabica Robusta. And this has a little chocolatey aftertaste. Mm-hmm. It's very nice and a lot of crema. This has a little less Robusta. And this is our Selezione. And this is probably, this appeals to, we find a lot of our clients who are from Southern Italy who like a stronger coffee, darker roast.
Now, let me ask you a question, because I know like really this art of a true espresso making seems to really kind of be a more of a recent thing here in the States. I guess maybe ever since, that big company came you know, back in, I guess it was the late 70s, early 80s. But really, coffee culture has been around for many, many years, you know, in Europe, Italy, France. So the roundabout way to the question is, a lot of, you know, like you said, a lot of Southern Italians like that strong, almost that bitter coffee. I don't know if this is a true story, but they said that a lot of times, like when the Neapolitans came to America, they couldn't get that particular type of coffee that they would have back home. So that's why they would put the lemon peel in the coffee. Is that true?
Actually, I heard, I don't know what the origins are, but I heard something different about the lemon peel was that they needed a way to like disinfect the cups and couldn't wash them quickly enough. So they would use that to clean the cups.
That's why because I mean when you go to Italy they're not giving you a lemon peel, you know, so that's why I thought that was the reason.
Because
they wanted something a little bit, because they couldn't, it was trying to emulate what they had back home that they couldn't get here, but now we can get the real deal all the time. So are there particular machines that you recommend, or they're like I know some of these machines can go thousands and thousands of dollars, which is tough, you know, for a guy in his home that wants to make a good cup of coffee. So are there, can you give us an idea of what's a good machine? I guess kind of, you know, middle of the road that people can kind of have in their home that makes a nice cup of coffee.
Puoi raccomandare una macchina che la gente può comprare, che non costa tantissimo, ma non è super. I mean, even if you just look at the mocha pot, you know, which every Italian has. I mean, I have a whole story on my blog about it, that, you know, we all have a collection of like 87 different mocha pots, one for each occasion, whether it's one serve or not. But you know, that's like tried and true. That is something that will always, you know, the more you use it, the better the coffee gets, they say. You know?
No, se uno, se the people non sono esperti, è good. È buona la macchina di cialde.
Yeah.
Very easy. This machine, the pods. This è very, very easy. Because the people, se no professional, barista, o non si intende tanto.
If a person is not familiar with, you know, using a grinder or what's the right, you know, grinding and you know, how to actually make the espresso.
The pods are very, very, really very
nice,
good.
It's a nice solution if you want to. It's a step up from, you know, the mocha pot, and not as sophisticated as, you know, a professional machine.
Yes.
And it doesn't require that much upkeep because the beans aren't, you know, the grinds aren't all over the place.
It's contained.
Important.
It's contained. Yeah. Yeah. It's easy.
Important the pods, che la macinatura è giusta ed è pressato bene.
See, he's saying it's very important that
la macinatura,
the grinds are the right size, and that this is flat, that it will fit in the machine, and you know, they vary from, this is 44 meters centimeter, no,
e questo è la macinatura è importante.
Sì.
E questo è ecologico, adesso usano tutti questi carte.
Sì, ho detto quello. Oh, sì. Okay. And this is it's ecological. Yes. Because it's made out of paper.
Because to be honest with you, I know that, you know, that the last few years, those machines with the pods, with the plastic pods, have become all the rage. You know, like the Keurigs or whatever. And, and to be honest with you, they don't make a very good tasting cup of coffee, because all you taste is plastic. It ruins the flavor of the coffee. That's why something like that's an actual an actual biodegradable filter makes a nice cup of coffee, because you're not getting that plasticky. It's just like
plastic. Plastic, anche the metal, aluminio.
And there's aluminum in there as well. Yeah, but this is very popular in Italy right now. I mean, everybody's using it.
I mean, even like you said, even
in Germany
too. Yeah, I mean, even here in America, I've seen it at even some of the cafes and stuff. They have them. It's easy, and it makes a nice cup of coffee. And what are the? This is one of the things that I think is what you can only find at, I guess, at a few more of the more traditional Italian cafes is the sugar container with the spoon. Uh-huh. When you take out the spoon, it opens up the lid. Have you?
I don't.
You can only find them like in real. Oh, I love them. That's like my favorite thing in the world. Whenever I ever go to a cafe and it has that, I know there's got to be real Italians working there because you only see it at an Italian cafe.
Yeah, I think they're banned now in like Milano. I remember I used to like those too when the spoon was attached. And you just
yeah. Dicendo che gli piace la
zucchera, sai quello con lo spoon staccato. Ma lui sa che quando vede quello lo sa che è un caffè buono.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can smell it when you go into the you smell.
In Sud Italy, use the zuccheriera. Spoon in soon. Nord.
Oh, so that's more of a southern Italian. That's more of a southern Italian.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's changed. A lot of changed in the north. You know, with the.
No, I use the packet, the sugar in the packet.
Those sugar packets.
In the packet, this.
They put their brand on it. You know.
Yeah. Yep.
Individual pack.
I guess nowadays that you would have to use something like that because of this whole coronavirus pandemic, because you don't want to mix things and stuff like that. So it makes it. Yeah, so now, right. how have you had trouble getting product from Italy because of this coronavirus pandemic?
We got a shipment. It took us about 2 months to get it here. It was so delayed from Italy. I don't know what's exactly going on, but there were a lot of delays. Because there are so many other products, PPE that have to come through first, you know.
This is like unprecedented. I mean, really, there's nothing you can compare what's going on now to probably in all of our lives. I mean, really, I can't even think of a time when the whole country literally is shut down. I mean, I think the silver lining in a way is that by having people home, I think that they're experiencing more things, whether it's taking up new hobbies, whether it's learning how to make a proper cup of coffee. So yeah, you were saying that you were gonna teach us how to make a cup of coffee.
Yeah, that's a fine.
One espresso for you.
See.
Yes.
Come si fa una tazza, latte di caffè italiano? Come si fa una tazza di caffè? Faccio un bello caffè.
I make one espresso.
All right, the maestro at work here.
What's
così mi vedo, sì, c'è. Okay, perfetto. Okay, this the machine, and it's okay. Drink the filter, put the coffee, the 7-8 grams.
Oh, I wish you could smell it from here.
Oh, I wish I could too.
Press it down.
Press. You see?
Yeah.
Okay. Ecco qua. One espresso.
Now, what is the machine you're using, Vincenzo?
I use machine. This machine Magister, but have many machines. Have Levetta. Levetta, the brand, and BBM.
This is for our barista bar where we do.
You see or no?
You gotta bring it a little bit closer. You gotta bring it a little. Ah, there you go. Oh, there you go. Look at that crema.
Okay.
That is a perfect cup of coffee.
Metti lo zucchero.
We've been binge watching my brilliant friends, and we've been drinking.
Fallo vedere. E si vede espresso, sugar. Guarda che bello.
Oh my god.
Guarda, c'è ancora lo zucchero. Guarda.
There you go. Up a little bit. when the sugar goes through the crema, when it takes a long time, that means that it's a good crema, right?
Yeah, it is taking a long time. It's just resting there.
Now I make espresso macchiato. Okay.
Okay.
Espresso macchiato. Milk, the pitcher for espresso macchiato. Okay. Espresso macchiato. Ecco qua. Siamo prima la pompa.
So we're gonna take the wands and put it in the pitcher, and it's gonna frost the milk. tennis takes a particular skill set. It takes a long time to learn how to do this properly.
Espresso macchiato. Now I use a grinder on demand. Così è very fresh.
So it's grinding it on, you know, as he needs it.
Mm-hmm.
And the grinder has been preset. Of course, you have to adjust the grinder depending on conditions like the weather outside and how much humidity is in the air. So it takes a long time to be a good mason and understand and know, you know,
guarda,
when the grind is correct.
Guarda, però per la cosa giusta, la rasatura, spiegagli, this, the rasatura, this. Guarda,
so he books the sides to make it, to make
this,
it fall.
This, rasatura.
Ok. And he's going to skip the top.
The rasatura, have the dose,
so
perfect.
He gets the right dose. And then he's going to press it down.
Press, fai il giro con gli acqua della macchina, this, the group. Macchiato, ok? The foam, I mix the foam. And see it.
Go a little higher, a little higher.
Perfect. Okay. Look.
Hey, right there,
the
right
prima.
There. See, yep. Yes. I see the.
Perfetto.
Perfetto.
This is the foam.
See?
Look.
Foam.
Lo vede? Okay. You see?
Yep, I see it.
Macchiato.
Oh, oh,
bravo, bravo. Oh, perfetto.
Hai fatto il cuore.
Sì, fatto il cuore. Ma non è perfetto.
Oh, he's a perfectionist. This guy is pretty good. And he's swimming. He just has a body, porticino. Oh, no.
Non si vede lo stesso. Faccio prima che va sul computer. Ok.
I see it. Yep, yep, yep. Beautiful.
Ma dice macchiato. I think.
It's kind of nice to wake up in the morning and have your espresso. I'm so happy. It just makes my day.
there is just something. There is something about that.
Do you want cappuccino? I make cappuccino or un drink freddo. Sai, un mix col mixo.
Yeah, there's so many you can make, you know, iced shaker with ice.
O se no con the blender, espresso in the blender, the best.
Like a frappe, right?
Yeah.
I think espresso macchiato.
Beautiful. That
I
is
love
beautiful.
Espresso macchiato.
What? There really is something about that the aroma of the of that. I don't know. Just when you smell it, it's just like, oh, it's like. It's like heaven. It really is. That aroma of the espresso.
It is. Yeah,
my
it's like a little pleasure.
When I was in Sicily a couple of years, maybe about 10 or so years ago, maybe a little bit longer now. We were at my wife's aunt's house, and she would do something where she would make the espresso in the mocha pot, and then she would pour, as soon as it starts to come up, she would pour a little bit into a cup with sugar and then whip it. And that would also make a little
creme
with the sugar.
By mix in the cup, con
yeah.
Spoon, espresso, sugar, by mix very fast, and you make the crema. Yeah.
Yeah. Every morning we woke up to that. Every single morning, it was one of the. I try it at home, and I can't do it the right way. I don't know if she has that special touch of just whipping it up the right way. I cannot create it, but there. But there is something that I've recently found out about. A friend of mine, he's from Calabria, and they make something there called uovo spatuto. Have you ever heard of this? A coffee drink?
Oh,
yeah.
Si.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
With the espresso and the whipped egg?
My mom made that for a couple of times.
Oh.
Eggs, sugar, mix, espresso.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
The best. A lot of Italian Americans grew up. I don't know if it's a color, but anything. But if you didn't feel good, my mom would say, "Oh, I'm gonna make you look a little pale today. I'm gonna make you some uovo spatuto." And she would take the yolk and then put a little coffee and put a little sugar.
Marsala.
Yes.
In the
My wife's nonna calls it zabaglione, which is, I guess, when you put a little bit of the marsala in it, it becomes like a zabaglione. That's what they call it in Sicily. I don't know if it's, you know, I guess every place in Italy has a different name for that particular drink.
Oh,
but really,
oh my
it
God,
is.
That's, and you know what else? In Italy, they have something called Vault, which they don't sell here because it has its egg. And in the north, in the mountains, they make a cappuccino with this egg liqueur, this egg drink. They put it in cappuccino, and they call it Bombardino. It's so good.
What is it? What is the name of the liqueur? You broke up a little bit.
Vov.
Huh. Vov.
Yeah. If anybody knows where it's at, please let me know.
That
it's a in America.
It's a liqueur that you make the cappuccino with.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's liqueur, that's.
You could put liqueur, the cappuccino, and it's got egg in it, and it's kind of like a Zabaglione Marsala. It is out of this world.
Oh, that's
it's
that
really,
sounds
really good.
That sounds phenomenal.
It's like a bottle. It's really a very elegant bottle.
So
you gotta look for it next time in Italy.
I'm sorry.
I make the. I said
you
can
look for it when you're in Italy.
I love to, you know, I love to try these because there are so many things that they have in Italy that unfortunately we can't get here or they stop bringing in. I know, like for example, Simmental. You couldn't get Simmental forever.
No,
although
no.
Now I've been seeing it more and more. I don't know if they lifted the restrictions or if people are smuggling it in, but everywhere I go now I see Simmental.
Yeah, we have a great supermarket here on Staten Island that has so many different products from Italy. So we can find almost anything here on Staten Island. But I always like going to visit supermarkets in Italy, in different regions of Italy, you come across the most interesting products.
So, I mean, what I want to talk a little bit about, I guess, also about boxing. So, obviously, Vincenzo, you were a boxer.
Right.
You were a super middleweight champion?
Champion middleweight at two different categories.
Two different weight classes.
Yes.
Okay.
Two different.
Middleweight, super middleweight, and then
must. La terza mi hanno rubato, sorry. I still the match, you remember?
Yeah.
So now I champion in three different.
He wanted to do three different categories, but the last category he didn't win, so he was gonna set a record.
Oh,
but,
really?
Yeah. But he was his champion middleweight and super middleweight. Yeah.
And WBO champion. WBO. I fighting con Americano Intercontinental WBO. I win.
But you were also on the Olympic team, right? For Italy?
Yes. Yeah.
He was
nazionale, yeah.
He was on the Italian team. National team.
Yes, Olympic, yeah.
Yeah. But he didn't go to the Olympics.
Okay.
He was on the reserve.
Yeah.
So what
because prima andava. Andava prima.
There's only one, they would only send one person for the weight class. Adesso
change.
So now they changed the regulations. And then he also, when he turned pro, he couldn't go to the Olympics.
So yeah. what is it like to train to be a boxer? Is it, you know, obviously it's a lot of running, it's a lot of sparring. What was it like for you to train to be a boxer?
The training, the footing, the
running
in the morning, at 7 o'clock in the morning, running in the city, and I come home and work 8 hours. I work 8 hours and poi go in the gym. Go in the gym at 6 o'clock tonight.
So from 4 early in the morning.
And poi two hours left in the gym. One day, Saturday off. Saturday and Sunday run. I go in the
very intense.
Yeah.
Very intense.
I go in the gym in the boxing 25 years.
Wow.
My long, very, very
25 years in a gym.
Non posso girare il coso, se tu lo giri, lo fatti vedere un attimo, così com'è messo.
He wants to show you all his medals.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
We have them here. I'm going to turn the computer around here really quickly.
Oh, wow.
Can you see?
Yeah. I see the belt.
Aspetta, metti giù.
Holy cow.
Mettilo in mano. Mettilo in mano, poi. No, tiralo lì, un po' più indietro di te. Così lo puoi far vedere. You see?
Oh, yeah, I see them. They're beautiful. Holy cow.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's that. I mean, that's an accomplishment.
My career. My career.
He can say it in Italian. Okay. I think he can speak more comfortable. I can translate.
Yeah, no problem. That's fine.
Ci sono tantissimi sacrifici.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, go in the disco music. No.
Going to disco Texas at night growing up, like, you know, he had to sacrifice a lot of his social life.
La dieta,
the diet, because you have to stay within that certain weight class. And, you know, there's no overeating, there's no, you know, you have to watch that weight constantly.
Adriana, you mentioned that there's a book written about Vincenzo, correct?
Yeah, it just came out about a month ago. It's called Il Maestro and Il Campione. Yes. And it was published by Blanc in Italy. The book is Italian. And it talks about his coach, Ciro Converti, in Vigevano, and about Enzo's career and his relationship with his coach. It's a really, it's a nice story. And, it's an interesting story because of all those sacrifices, and he's one of the few that, you know, not everyone becomes a champion. So,
yes. Even in America, there are many Italian American boxers. You think of Italian Americans, you think of boxing and baseball. Those are like the two sports that a lot of Italians were very good at. I mean, think of, you know, Rocky Marciano, one of the greatest boxers of all time, 49-0. Willie Pep was an Italian. Vito Antafermi, all right? He was another famous boxer. And even
my friend,
people...
Vito Antafermi.
Oh, really?
There's a lot of boxers in Italy.
Paul Malignaggi in America.
Paul
Malignaggi. Paul Malignaggi is from Sicilia.
Yes.
Sicilia.
Yeah, he's a
Poi vabbè, Nino Benvenuti, Italian boxer, champion in the world, midway.
Even here in Jersey, I mean, you had Tony Galento. He was a famous boxer. I think he went against Joe Louis back in the day. I mean, you're just going back, you know, into the 40s and the 50s. And Primo Carnera was a big right. Primo Carnera was a big
Primo
Italian.
Carnera, yeah.
We just watched his life story. He was in Jersey. He trained in Jersey.
Yeah. There was a lot of boxing was trained here in Jersey. Joe Louis trained in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey. So really, I mean, boxing in this area of the world, you know, it's funny again. You know, Italy and America, Italy and New Jersey, Italy and New York. It's very we're all interconnected somehow. So what do you have in store coffee wise? What are some projects?
My business.
Yeah. What are some projects you're working on?
Mio progetto è ampliarmi, ingrandirmi nel business del coffee and service many restaurants in New York and I opened the cafe in New York or in Brooklyn or in Manhattan. I opened the cafe.
I think he would like to open up a cafe one day with our coffee in the New York area. I mean, people ask us all the time. I think right now it's like I think we're taking one day at a time because of, you know, what's going on, and yeah, just take one day at a time and we'll figure it out.
Italians
are very, very creative and very resilient. I'm sure we will. But we'll be back. New York will be back. Our clients will be back. We'll overcome this.
Absolutely, definitely. So now, what is your social media handles? How can people find you on social media?
We're on Instagram. We're C Espresso Coffee. Follow us, please. And our website is www.c-espresso.com. And on Facebook too.
And from your website, from your website, they can purchase, you know, the coffee or the teas and stuff like that, correct?
Yeah, they can order online. It's really easy. We ship all around the country. And they can even call us, you know, call us on phone. If you have any questions, we're here. We're happy to talk about espresso. Anything you want to ask. Or if you want to talk to a boxer, we're here. We're in quarantine.
Adriana and Vincenzo, I want to thank you guys so much for coming on the show today. I hope that once this is over, we can actually meet in person, and then I can actually try.
I want to meet you. Definitely want to meet you.
Okay.
Yeah, we definitely want to meet you and have you try all our. You know, all our Italian specialties in person. And maybe we can figure out how to do that clamo with the
with
the sugar.
So, guys, again, I want to thank you so much for taking time out for coming on the show today. Thank you. This has been a lot of fun. And again, like I said, I can't wait to try Vincenzo's macchiato and Vincenzo's espresso in person.
Yeah. Thank you so much. This is so nice. It really was.
I make
one drink for you.
Okay.
One shakerato.
Okay, go ahead.
We're
going to be transmitted
virtually.
Yeah, you gotta figure out how I can grab it out of the camera. So what is he gonna make now? He's gonna make a shakerato?
He's gonna make a shakerato?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's gonna make a shakerato.
So what is a shakerato?
And what is a shakerato?
Okay, the shakerato is one shot of espresso.
One shot of espresso over ice, and then you're going to shake it up.
The shakerato. Allora, one shot of espresso. One shot of espresso. One shot of espresso. And eight cubes of ice. Eight cup of ice. It's
a very popular drink in Milano in like the summertime.
One shot of espresso, long. Eight cup of the ice, shaker. The espresso, long.
The machine is humming along.
Okay. Sugar. You want sugar? So the people don't like sugar? No sugar.
Two packets of sugar.
Mix it. Mix the espresso. Put in the shaker the espresso. And mix.
And here's where you get all your aggressions. Shaking it.
And what? Okay, guys. Perfecto.
So it's just ice, espresso, and sugar. No milk.
No yes. Gelato.
No. No. You want milk? No milk. This. Così finish.
Oh yeah, there you
go.
Nice. There you go. It
kind of
looks like an espresso martini, but it's just
Yeah, it does. It does.
It's creamy.
I see it.
So that's unbelievable. I want one of those. You gotta hand me that thing to the camera.
only espresso, my very good combellis in the shaker. 8 cup ice, espresso long.
And sugar.
Sugar, a bellies, put in the shaker, mix, and put in the glass.
Oh.
The best.
That looks amazing.
The foam. You see?
I see the look at the crema, beautiful crema.
Alla tua salute, he said.
Salute. That looks great. Guys, thank you again so much. Again, I want to thank Vincenzo and Adriana. Adriana, for joining us here today from Sea Espresso on the At the Table with Tony show. We'll see you next time. Ciao for now.
At the Table with Tony would like to thank its sponsors. Rocco Muriale, Rob Quick, Joseph Cirillo, Raymond Guarini, Tom Gilmore, Oli G, Peter Ziza, Brian McGuire, Peter Ferreira, Rich Ottenstrauer, Anna Mavrianos, Antonio Pepinella, Anthony Ferraro, Sandra and Bob LaMotta, Mike Guero, the Italian Enclaves Historical Society,